Today's shiur is Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, the Gemara taught us about how Rabbi Elazar ben Parta and Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan were imprisoned. And the Gemara had discussed all the charges that they had against Rabbi Elazar ben Parta and how, with incredible siyata d'shmaya, he was saved. Now the Gemara begins about the trial and tribulation of Rav Chanina ben Trajan. So it says the Gemara, Rav Chanina ben Trajan, they brought Rav Chanina ben Trajan, Amalei, and they charged him, and they asked him, "Amai kosakta b'raisa? Why did you learn Torah?" The Mefarshim point out that when they asked Rabbi Elazar ben Parta that question, the question was asked, "My tama tanisa," and here he was asked, "Ma tama osakta baraisa," and the Mashal explains because Rabbi Elazar ben Parta, although he learned Torah, he was learning Torah privately. That's why the Gemara used the word that they asked tanisa. Why were you learning Torah? And that's why he was also able to deny the claim and say that he wasn't learning. Chanina ben Trajan, as we learned, was gathering together people and teaching them Torah, holding a Sefer Torah publicly. So that's why the words of asakta b'Torah. Asakta means not only were you learning Torah, but asakta, you were teaching people Torah. That's the difference in language. And that's also why he wasn't able to deny the claim that he was learning Torah, because he was doing this in a public fashion. Amalu, and he responded, "Kashitzvane Hashem Elokai. I did what I'm supposed to do, that I'm supposed to learn and teach Torah." Says the Gemara, "Miyad Gozra L'Sreifa." As soon as they heard that, they decreed that he should be put to burn. Valishta L'Ariga, and his wife should be killed. Vabita Lesha B'Kuba Shalzoinus, and his daughter should have to stay together with the Zionists. And as the Mefarshim point out, they didn't force her to do anything, but they put her, obviously, in a very, very difficult place. Says the Gemara, Olav L'Sreifa, and the Gemara explains why they were given these punishments. Olav L'Sreifa, he was designated to be burnt. Shahaya, why was the Avera that he did that caused that he should get such a terrible punishment? He used to explain that we have the Shem Hashem, which is made up of 42 letters, and he would say the Shem publicly and use that Shem to do whatever he had to do, which is not supposed to, he was supposed to be doing. The Taisa says that what he did was that we know that the Shem Hashem of Yudke Vovke is the Shem Hashem that we daven with all the time, but we don't pronounce that Shem Hashem as it's written. It's just pronounced with the Adnos. And what he did apparently was that he pronounced that Shem Hashem, and that is something that one has to be most careful. In fact, I saw that the Paiskim say that those that say Kabbonis, and in the Kabbonis they say, Abaya have masad the seida hamarocha, and you have to be careful how to say those words to make sure to keep the word abaya and hava separated from each other, because the last letters of abaya are yud, and then we have the hey and vav hey afterwards, and we have to be so careful how we don't pronounce, how we never come to a situation that chas v'shalom we're maybe pronouncing Hashem's name, because that's something that we have most careful about. Says the Gemara, "Veicha mehachi." How did Rav Chanina do this? Asked the Gemara. "Vatanan, doesn't the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin daf tzadik teach us el she'elam chelik la'olam haba? The father don't have a share in olam haba. Ha'im ein tarim neshmayim. Somebody who claims there's no tarim neshmayim. Somebody says." He denies the fundamentals of our religion. And so the question is, how could he have done this? Answers the Gemara, the reason he did it was l'slamed of it. He did it just in order to learn. Kritanya, the pasuk says, l'simad lasis k'tayavis agayim mehem, l'simad lasis, you're not allowed to learn, study these things for the purpose of doing them, in order to understand and learn is permissible. So that was the purpose of Chanina learning this way. So ask the Gemara if that was a legitimate reason. So if that's the case, my time inish, why was he punished? Says the Gemara, b'shem hoiga shem b'feresya. What he did was, he did it publicly. And that's not something that should be done publicly. And as the Ravid explains, if he did what's right, what's the difference if he did it publicly or privately? Says the Ravid, if somebody sees Rav Chanina learning the Shem Hashem, and his purpose, as we just said, was to do it, l'slamet, to learn. But the person who sees him doing it doesn't know what's in Chanina's heart. And therefore, there's a concern that other people are going to start doing it, and of course it's also. Says the Gemara Lishta L'Ariga, his wife was sentenced to death, to Lei Michabei. When he was doing what he was not supposed to do, then the halacha is, then she should have protested. It says the Gemara, Mikan Amru, from here we learn, somebody has the ability to protest and doesn't do that, is punished. So the most Mepharshim explain, like we just learned, that she should have said something. But many Mepharshim, the Chasam Sofer, is troubled. His wife is not obligated to be a Talmud Chacham and know that what he's doing with the Shem Hashem is inappropriate. So why is she faulted? So that's why the Chasam Sofer explains, we're going to learn in a moment, what was the issue with their daughter. And the mother's job, and the daughter did not act in the most sneistic of fashion. And it is the responsibility of the mother to make sure that her daughter acts in a sneistic of fashion. And the fact that she didn't, that's why she was punished for not. So I saw that Chishuki Chemed has a very interesting discussion. And that is that the halacha is, if a woman misses lighting Shabbos candles on purpose, then she has to make up that week's missing candle lighting forever. And there was a situation that a woman asked her husband when Shabbos was. Her husband told her the Zman, which was the wrong Zman. And then when she was going to light candles at the time that her husband told her, she realized there was already Shabbos and that she wasn't allowed to light candles at that time, and therefore she missed lighting candles that week. And the question that was asked to Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, is this considered a situation that the mazed, that it's considered like she deliberately did not light the Shabbos candles properly and she has to now make up that week, or it's the husband's fault? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that our Gemara is teaching us that one of the lessons we can learn from our Gemara is that we have to be careful that everybody's responsible for themselves. And since they have to be responsible for themselves, saying, well, I asked my husband and my husband gave me the wrong Zman is not an acceptable excuse. And therefore, she is considered responsible. There's another very important point that comes up based on this Gemara. There's a discussion in the Paiskim that comes up often about the obligation of Arvis. We know Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. We're all responsible for each other to make sure that we all do what we're supposed to do and not do what we're not supposed to do. And the question that comes up often, what is the halacha regarding women? Do we say Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh by women as well? The issue comes up by the reason one person can be mitzi another person with a mitzvah is because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh, and since I'm responsible to see that this person should do the mitzvah, That's why I am held responsible. I can make a bracha on his behalf because I'm also obligated to do the mitzvah. The question that comes up is when we say Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh LaZeh, do we say it by women as well? So the Chidah asks, from our Gemara, it's quite obvious that women are included in the concept of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh LaZeh, because the Gemara says that Rav Chanina ben Tranya's wife was held responsible because she didn't make sure her husband or her daughter did not do what they weren't supposed to do. So isn't this a clear indication of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh LaZeh? Says the Chidah that the entire discussion, if we do or don't say Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh LaZeh, is only, says the Chidah, when we're speaking about a mitzvah that the woman might not be obligated to do. That means there's a question if a woman has to hear the shofar because it's mitzvah seishas man grama. There's a question if a woman is chayiv in the mitzvah of kiddush. So in those cases, we say, there's a question, if they're not obligated or completely obligated, do we say Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh B'Zeh? But any mitzvah or aveira that women are also obligated in, then certainly we say Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh B'Zeh. And whatever we're going to say, Pshat in our Gemara, the halacha that we're talking about applies to women and to men. And therefore, since it applies both to women and to men, we could apply the concept of Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh B'Zeh according to everybody by women as well. Abita Leisha Bakuba Shal Zoinus, and they put his daughter in the place of Zoinus. His daughter was once walking in front of Roman people on Umro, and they said about her, how beautiful is the way she walks, and Miyad did the Kabasiya Seha. And what she did was, because she saw she was drawing attention by them, so she, instead of doing the opposite, she continued walking that way. And therefore, because she created, says the Yavetz, that people should have a Yetzahar because of her, she was put in to the place of the Zoinus. Avoin akave yisubeni. Avoin ishadim dosh b'akave boilim haza. The avarice that a person does just by walking, masubinoi liyamadin, they will be there to challenge him. Another pshat that I saw is that even avarice that seemed to be insignificant, just walking, and we're going to have to give Din V'Cheshbon on everything. It says, when the three of them walked out, they accepted Din Shemayim. Hu Amar, Rechanina said, Atzor Tom and Pa'oloi, Ishta Amra Kel Amun Avein Ovel, Ubita Amra God La'etz of Rav Alila, She'enecha Pnuchas HaKol Darche B'nei Adam, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, we accept. Amma Rabbi, Kamagdol Tzadikim Alolu. How great are these people, Shazdamam Shloshim across, that they, these three psukim, that all speak about Siddiq Adin, they all speak about accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment, all came to them at the exact same moment. The Shas Siddiq Adin, at the moment that they were going to be killed or punished, that it's the time they were supposed to say Siddiq Adin. When Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma got ill, Holach Rabbi Chanina ben Tradjan Levakor, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradjan went to visit him. Amlei Chanina Achi, Yati Yidei Shu Mezum in Hashemayim Lechua. Don't you know that this is the nation that was given power by Kodesh Baruch Hu? Shechrives Betenu, that this nation, the Romans, Shechrives Beisai destroyed the Beis Hamikdash V'Sarfas Heicholoi, burnt it V'Harga Chasidav, killed the most precious people in Klai Yisrael, Avas Tovim, Dayan Kiyemis, Vanisha. So we see, he was saying, how powerful they are. Vanisha Mati Alecha, Shata Yoshev Yisrael B'Torah, you're sitting and learning Torah, Maki Kills Barabim, and gathering assemblies to learn Torah, the Sefer Munach B'Loch B'Yotcha, and the Sefer Torah is in your lap as you're doing all this. Amal Yisrael B'Chanina's response was, Mena Shamayim Mirachmu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmanis. Amalei, to which Rabbi Yossi said to Chanina, "Ani I'm el chadvarim shaltam. I'm giving you, I'm telling you things that are very powerful and very sensible. And your response is, is that the way you respond to this kind of a conversation? Tamani, and he therefore made a very strong statement. I wonder what's going to be your end. That, and the way the Mashal explains that saying Minashamayim Yirachmu is not a good explanation, because we know that if you have to rely on that, then Menakalim is Chiyosov, that in Shemayim they take away from your Schosim. And he said, therefore he was saying to him, how are you just being complacent about this when you need to be concerned? Amalai, so now Rabbi Chanina asks Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Mani l'chayelam ha'ilva. He asks, what's with me and Olam Haba? And the Mashal explains, because as we learned in our previous year, that Rabbi Chanina, as we just learned, was very involved in learning and teaching Torah. But as we learned in our previous year, he was not that great in Gemilas Chassadim. And we learned that Torah has to have Gemilas Chassadim attached to it. And therefore his question was, because I maybe wasn't so great in Gemilas Chassadim, will I have Olam Haba? Amalei, so Rabbi Yossi asks him, Klumba Masa Bal Yotcha, was there ever a situation that you excelled in Chesed? Amalei, to which he responded, and which we discussed in the previous year, Marshal Purim Neschafali B'Marshal Tzedakah, the money that was designated for the Sudas Purim got intermingled with regular stock of money, and instead of distributing it, I took out from my own pack of Chalakdim L'Aniyim. I used my own money to solve this issue and give that and make sure that there's no loss to L'Aniyim. So which Rabbi Yossi commented at that point, if that's the way you behaved, I should be in your shear. So Ein Yaakov says that in the previous year, we learned that Rav Chanina was not that great in Chesed. And here we learned that he wasn't in the great Madrega that he ought to have been. But, explains the Ein Yaakov, he did do Chesed, as we're seeing. And also, as we're also seeing, that he died Al Kiddush Hashem. And he says, because of these two things that happened together, that he did Chesed, and now he's about to die, Apikidish Hashem, that's enough that he should be in a very place in Olam Haba. And that's why Rabbi Yossi said, Michalka Yechalki. I saw that the Sefer Anis Fila says, we still need to understand this Gemara. Because here again, we're speaking about Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan, this great, great person. And we're speaking about this great person, Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan, and teaches Torah when it's dangerous to teach Torah. And what makes Rabbi Yossi comment, is the fact that he solved the problem with some stock of money. How do we understand this? So I saw two different pshatim, both very powerful, important pshatim. One pshat is that what's important in life and what makes a difference in life are the little things. Of course, what Rav Chanina did, that he learned Torah, that he taught Torah publicly, etc., is something that's absolutely, absolutely incredible. But what was being said here is that what makes us who we are not just the big things. The little things that we do are really what define us. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that when somebody's teaching Torah, particularly when he's teaching Torah publicly, there could always maybe be a concern that what's part of what he's doing is that he's doing it for kavod. He's doing it for honor. People are going to come to the shir, and people are going to give him kavod and respect. And whenever that motive gets perhaps mixed in, it's not so simple. But when somebody in the privacy of his home goes and does what he's supposed to do with tzedakah, that is clearly showing that he's a great person. And that's why he said mechalki yechalki on things that were done clearly with the right motive. Amru says the Gemara lahayam matim. It wasn't much longer. Ach nifta reyes me kisma reyes me kisma was nifta. Vachol kol gedayli roimel kavroi, and all the great people of Rome came to bury him. Vespedu has begadol. Because Rosson, as they're coming back from that funeral, Motzel Rav Chananya ben Tradin, Sheyoshevais b'Tayra, Rav Chananya ben Tradin is still doing his thing. He's learning Tayra, Makakilis Barabim, he's teaching Tayra publicly, Seifa Tayra Munachle b'Chekai. Heviu, the Romans took him, V'kechua b'Seifa Tayra, they wrapped the Seifa Tayra around him, V'chifu b'Chevli Mizmaris, and then they took pieces of wood, V'tesu b'Nasar, and they lit a fire, Vivu Tzemer, and then they brought balls of wool, Visharm Bamaim, and soaked them in water, Vanichim Aliboy, and put it on the heart that it should prolong Kadesh Laitain Tsain Shmasa Baharbe, that he should not die quickly. And the Inyakov explains that Rabbi Yosef and Kisma died before Rabbi Chananya ben Tradin, so he shouldn't see this terrible, gruesome death that Rav Chananya ben Tradin was put to. Amalei Bitai, Rav Chananya's daughter says to him, Abba Rech Bekach, is this what I have to see? Amalei, so Rav Chananya said, Amalei Anis Rafti Levadai, if I was being burnt alone, Hayadav Akashli, it would indeed be very complicated. Achshav, however, Shani Nisraf, that I'm being burnt, V'sefer Torah, with Sefer Torah imi, I'm being burnt together with the Sefer Torah. So it's not just that I who am being left in this world, that I'm leaving the world this way, but also the Sefer Torah is being burnt on me. Me shemavakish albanis Sefer Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who's going to be most concerned about his Sefer Torah, is also going to be concerned. Yavakish albani. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the covet at Tyra, is also going to take my covet as well. Amalei Talmidav, so as Talmidim asked Rav Chananya as this was happening, Rebbe, Mataroya, what do you say at this moment? Amalei, he says, I see the Gilyan Nisrafim, I see the Sefer Torah is being burnt. However, Oisiyos, the letters of the Sefer Torah Parchas are flying in the sky. The Panovicharov would often say that we, who are the generation after World War II, with the great communities and yeshivas of Torah were eliminated during World War II, it's our obligation to take those Sifrei Torah were burnt, but it's our obligation that we should take those oisius, those letters of the Torah that are in the and the parchas ba'aver, and we should remain. They should remain in the world. Another pshat is that you could take a sefer Torah, unfortunately, as we're learning now, and burn the sefer Torah. But what you can't do is that the Torah that somebody learned, that is ingrained in his heart, that can never taken away. That can never be taken away from anyone. And that's what he said. The sefer Torah, the Oishis are parches ba'aver. They remain in the hearts of the Jews who learned Torah forever. Amalei. So his Talmidim said to him, "Af at the psach picha, open your mouth, v'tekanes b'chayish, so that the fire should be able to enter your body and you should die quicker." Amalem mutar shi'atlena mi shenasna. The one that should cause my death is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if that's what he wants. Va'al yichavul ba'atzma. But not that I should do anything in any way to quicken my death. This, of course, is a very important subject. Is a person who's suffering glad to do anything to hasten his death? The Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin on the base, teaches us of a story of 400 Jewish children who were captured by the Romans, that they wanted to do terrible avarice for them. And these children all jumped off a ship and drown themselves in order not to be used in that way. But now the question is that our Gemara seems to say that a person is not allowed to do anything, even though the situation is so terrible. So Tysus answers that there, by those children who jumped ship, they were concerned that they're going to do the Aveira. They were concerned maybe because they wouldn't be able to withstand the torture or whatever. So whenever a person, says Tysus, Rabbeinu Tam says, is concerned that he's going to have to do one of the three Averis Chamuris, and he's concerned that he's not going to be able to withstand it, he's allowed to hasten his death. Here, Rav Chanina wasn't allowed to do it. The Ritva has a proof because we know that Shaul HaMelech committed suicide rather than fall into the hands of the Plishtim. He was concerned as well that the Plishtim might coerce him to sin. The Mashal and others disagree with Rabbeinu Tam, and they say one is never allowed to take his life or hasten his death under other circumstances. And all he says was that the reason Shaul HaMelech commits suicide was that he was concerned that if Shaul HaMelech was concerned that if his soldiers saw that he was ready to give up that he was killed by the Plishtim, they would do something that the Halacha doesn't require or want them to do. So in order to make sure that they didn't do what they weren't supposed to, Shaul gave up his life. But that doesn't mean that under normal circumstances, that's what a person should do. Ramosha also has a tshuva about a person suffering, and he says that whatever we'll discuss about should medical treatment be continued or not, certainly to do anything that brings on death is usur. Amla Kanstaluri, the officer who was in charge of killing him, says, Rebbe, Menei Mabish, shall have a svenoitu svukun shotzeme ba'al lipcha. If I make the fire bigger and I take away the balls of wool, atavivein el chayim haba, Amalehain, because Narav Chanina wasn't doing anything himself. He shavaloi, swear to me to that v'nishvaloi, yad, immediately this officer did this, not, herbe v'shalhevis v'not la'asafugin shaltzema ba'alibai, added fire, took off those balls, those wet balls of wool, v'yotzen nishmasa b'tahar meher, and that's how Narav Chanina was nifter. Says the Gemara, afhu kofetz v'not la'techa'or, at that point, that officer jumped into the fire, and Yotzabaskov Amar Rav Chanina ben Tradya, both Rav Chanina ben Tradyan in the Kanstaluri and this officer Mizuman Hail Chayelim Haba. And again, as we've discussed this statement a number of times in our previous shurim, Bachar Rebbe V'Omar, at that point, Rebbe cried and said, Yesh Kana Olam V'Sha'achas, Yesh Kana Olam V'Kam Shonim. Berura Devis Rameya. Berura was the wife of Rameya, Barte de Rav Chanina ben Tradyan Hava, and she was the daughter of Rav Chanina ben Tradyan. Omalai, and she said to her husband, it's terrible that my sister is sentenced that she's sitting bekuba shel zoynus, in this place of the zoynus. So of course the obvious question asked the Gra and the NLEO is the issue that she's embarrassed. That's why this is a problem. The problem here is that a Jewish girl is in such a place, and don't we have the obligation to do whatever we have to save her? So the Ein Eliyahu says that the halacha is that when we have to save someone, we have to do whatever we can to save that person, but we're not supposed to overpay. So the ransom, if there even was any ransom on the table, was too steep. And therefore, the ransom wasn't the issue. But the issue, however, was that my honor, our honor is on the table, and that's something that you should be able to spend more for. So says the Gemara, Rav Meir, hearing his wife's request, Shokel Takav at the dinner, he took a bag full of money, Vazal, and he went. Ame Elias Avabe Asura, if, Rav Meir said, if this girl is truly innocent, Misabed Nisa, she'll be having Nis, Yavad Asura, but if not, she won't have a nace. says the one Nafsh Bechad Parsha. He went and disguised himself as one of the Nochrim. Amalei Hishmini, he disguised himself, and he says to this woman, to his sister-in-law, Shmianili, have relations with me. Amalei Dishtanani, she says, I'm having my period. Amalei Mersanim Arachtach, I'll wait. So she said, Amalei, she said to him, Nefishin Tuvin the Shapirim Mimnai, why are you waiting? There are other women who are better looking, and if you want to do this, do it with them. Amar, Shemaya recognized Shmamin Alavad Isur, that this girl never did anything wrong. But called the also Amalei Hachi, anybody who wants to have relations with her, this was the excuse she would give. Azlagam Hashem Dida, so he went to her Shomer, to her God, Amalei Havanela, please give it to me, I want to redeem her. Amalei Mr. Finim Machusa, I'm worried about the government that they don't want, that they know who she is and they don't want to let her out. Amalei, Shokel Taka the Dinra, here you have this bag full of money. And he said to him, Paga Plag, Paga Lavalacha. Half should be for you, and half you'll have, the way Rashi explains, that if they ever want to challenge you, you'll have money to bribe them to leave you alone. Another pshat that Taisus says is that they used to pay a tax from the services of the Zayinah. So you'll have the ability to pay that tax. So Amalei, and so now this God says to Ramei, V'chishamal Ma'evid, and what happens when the money gets used up? Amalei, so he said to Ema, anytime that happens, you should say Alkei the Mayor and Neni. Just say the words Alkei Neni Anenu Masatzelis. Amalei, so the Shomer, the God says, Omi Yom the Haki Iker. He says that, who says that works? So Ramei says, I'll show you that it works. Amalei has to chazis. I will show you how it works. Have a Hanukkah b'davakachli inshi. There were dogs in that vicinity that would attack people. Shakakala shadabhu. And Ramei took a piece of earth and threw it at them, which only got them more irritated. And have a kasla mechle, and they came to attack him. Amar alakad the mayor neni. He said those powerful words of alakad the mayor aneni, and immediately shefkua yavale. And so the God let Ramei take her. The soifish tamer milsa bei malka, and then the government heard what happened. Amar asyu esukua leskifa. Let's go hang this god. Amal Kadameya the Neni. And the god said, Kadameya Neni, Achsua. They let him go down. Ramalei Mahai. And they asked him, what is this all about? Amalei. And he said, Hachi Avamaisa. He said, this is exactly what happened. And I saw actually the Mashah points out that this god actually did the wrong thing, because he was given money to pay them off. Elkei the mayor is not what's supposed to be done the first time. And he did the wrong thing by immediately saying Elkei the mayor the Neni. Here we see the power of Elkei the mayor. And there are a number of pshatim that I saw in understanding the power of Elkei the mayor Neni. One pshat that I saw is that Rameyer, the name mayor, really represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who mayor, who brings light to the world. And therefore, he said, Al-Kad the mayor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring light to the world. And that's why there's a minig, that if somebody loses something, or somebody needs a Yeshua, he should give money to Ramei Balanes, and say that he's giving this money, and say, Al-Kad the mayor, Neni, Al-Kad the mayor, Neni, V'yazali, Shemtzali, that I should find what I lost, or whatever I need, I should get. Other Mefarshim explain, what is the power of Alakad the mayor Aneni? So I saw a beautiful pshat that Alakad the mayor represents, Alakad the mayor, Rameyer is the opinion throughout Shas that's Chayish Lemiyuta, that says even something that's unlikely to happen, the halacha takes into consideration. So even if somebody is in a place where it's not, he's not in such a good place, but he says, I'll call the mayor. Rameyah taught us that even if it's not likely that you're going to be all right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. That's why we say, I'll call the mayor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us whenever we have a tzara. So now, the government officials were obviously very upset with Rameyah. So also Chakagu, the Musad Rameyah, Pesach de Romi, they put up a image of Rameyah at the entrance to Rome, and they said, whoever sees this individual, Lysi, should bring him to bring him in. One time they saw Rameyah, Rot Abasrei, they started running after him. Rot Mikamayu and Rameyah ran away from them, all obey Zoinus. And he went into the place of Zoinus. Ikadamri, Bishula of the Kham Chaza, they saw him at a place where Nochrim were cooking. Tachshabahu or Masbahu. He put in one of his fingers and he sucked. So they said, Ikadamri, and there's another explanation what happened. Also Eliyahu Admelech Chazoina. Eliyahu came and disguised himself like a Zoina Karchsei and connected himself to Rameyah. Amri, and they said, all these things are a proof that it's not Rameyah. Rameyah would have never gone into the place of a Zoina. He would have never eaten non-kosher food. He would have never attached himself to a Zoina. But Rameyah saw that his situation is not in a good, he's not in a good place. So come Arak Osel Bavel. Rameyah ran away to Bavel. Ikadamri, some say the reason he ran to Bavel is Mahai Maisa, because the story we just learned. Ikadamri Maisa de Bruria. The Gemara in Masechta Kedushin tells us that Rameyah's wife was Bruria. And they were discussing Rameyah and his wife that the halacha says, Noshim Datim Kalis, women aren't serious. And his wife, Bruria, was disagreeing. And Rameyah said, I'm going to show you that I'm right. And Rameyah told one of his Talmidim to try to seduce her. And at the end, some say she did. Some say it wasn't to that degree. But there was something, that there was a, that she didn't do what she was supposed to do. And when she discovered what happened, she killed herself. And that caused, and there was a big updo about this. Rameyah, what he did with his wife, and that's why he had to run away. Mefarshim asked, how did Rameyah do this? He says, because Rameyah was convinced that his wife and his Talmud would never really do something so terrible. The Mefarshim asked, if Rameyah knew, as we spoke about a moment ago, about the power of saying, Elakad de Meir Aneni, so why, when he was in trouble here, did he himself not just say, Elakad de Meir? And he says, and they say, because there's a concept of Ein Chavish Mata Atzmei Beis Asurim. It could help for others, but not necessarily for yourself. We learned earlier about going to their stadiums. Tanabonim, Ha'ilch Letztadinim, a place where they have bulls, animals trying to kill people, Ulacharkim, another place where they have these types of bullfights, etc. Roshim Nechoshim, they see the snakes, the Schavarim, these are people who do Kishiv, Bukyin or Mukyin or Mulyin, Velulyin, Belurin, Salgurin, Hareza Elohim Moshe V'Leitzim. Going to such a place is considered like you went to Moshe V'Leitzim. V'Aleim HaKosvayim, regarding such people, does the Pasuk say at the beginning of Tehillim, Ashrei Ish Shalai Holach, Kiyim B'Saris Hashem Cheftzoi, Halmanatu, from here we learn, Shadvarim Halelu, these are the kind of things that make Mvi'in L'Beim Dittel Torah, they make a person come to Bittel Torah. For many, ask the Gemara, Hochlat Stadinen, Mutta, Meneshet Seveich HaMatzel, that's where they used to make decrees against Jews, and that's where you could save a Jew. And similarly, you could go to Karkamotam Nayisha Medina. That's where they make plans against the Jews, and you could do what you need to do to save the Jew. However, Uvad Shalois Chashiv Imoim, don't become too connected to them. Nisnashimem, because if that happens, Osir, So ask the Gemara, Kasha Tzedina, Tzedina Kasha Karkum, may you go there, may you not go there? Answer the Gemara, Bishlama Karkma Karkma Kasha, Kamis Kasha Vimoyim, if you're connecting to them, then you're not allowed to. You can, Beloyim's Kasha Vimoyim, Beloyim's Kasha Vimoyim, it's permissible. El Tzedina, Tzedina Kasha, answers the Gemara Tanoi, there's actually Machlokes Tanoim, the Tanya, Ein hochlat zaninim b'nei moishev leitzim. You're not allowed to go there because it's a moishev leitzim. Rav Nosson matam b'nei shnei dvarim. Echa b'nei shetzveich u'matzel. It gives you an opportunity to perhaps save a Jew. Echa b'nei shemeid edes ish l'siya. If you were unsuccessful and they kill a Jew, you'll be able to come say testimony that, for his wife that he died and she shouldn't be in a guna. Tanabana en hochlat mutati ois. Theaters, lekarkasoyes, is like bars. Neshim zabim sham zibul avaris kachavim. That's where they make plans for avodah zara. That's where they praise the avodah zara. And the Tana says a word of mezablim, which means fertilize the manure to show how to us these are so terrible. Chamaimrim makom shezablim also nechsharav es kachavim. If it's a place that's what they do, then you shouldn't go there. However, Malcolm she'em mezablim sham, you shouldn't go because it's mishleitzim. Ask the Gemara, so you're not allowed to go according to Baal anyway. What's the difference? My benayu. Answers the Gemara, Amram chnina misura, nosu meke benayu. If you did go and have benefit, if the concern is because it's a place of avodah zara, so we're not allowed to have, as we've been learning throughout a masechta, any benefit from avodah zara. But if it's because it's not, it's a moshav leitzim, you shouldn't participate, but any benefit doesn't become usur. Darsh of Shimon Pelzi, Maidik Siv, Asher Yesh Shaloyach Batsas Rishoyim, Uver Derech HaToyim Loi Omid, Uver Meshav Leitzim Loi Yoshev. So the question is, V'chai Me'ach Shaloy Holoch, Heich Omid, V'mech Shaloy Omid, Heich and Yoshev, V'mech Shaloy Yoshev, Heich and Lotz. If you don't go, you're not standing, and if you're not standing, how did you behave this way? Elo, Loimelocha says the pasuk is coming to teach us. Shemholoch, if somebody goes soifel amid, once you start going, you're going to start remaining there. The moment if you start standing there soifel yoshev, you're going to end up sitting there. From yoshev, and if you're going to be there soifel lotzot, from lots, and if that's the way you start behaving, all of our kosev oimim chanta chanta loch, the last delvat chetisa, you're going to have to suffer the punishment. Amar Reb Eliezer comes lotzot. Anybody who acts in this way, Yisurim Ba'am Alav, will suffer. Shnemer ve'ata tesloitzu pechyeku mesrechem. Amalam ravler bar matus menaychu. I beg of you to loit tesloitzu. Don't ask, don't act with leitzonis. To loilaisi Yisurim, that you shouldn't have to suffer. Amrav ketina kolam esloitzitz. Whoever acts this way, ultimately chas v'sholem, mizanoisov mismatin. His panos will suffer. Shnemar moshech yada es leitzin. I saw the Imri Menachem explains what's the connection between leitzonis and panosa. So he explains that every person, it's decreed on that person at the beginning of the year how much enjoyment he's supposed to have in the world, the year. Of course, having panosa brings enjoyment. And if a person wastes his time and enjoys it by going to these places, so then he doesn't. Then he loses the panosa that he was supposed to have, and enjoy life that way. Amram Shemelok Shkol Mesloitzitz Neufel Begehenim. Shnemar the pasuk says in Mishlei Zay Yor Leit Shmoi Oisa Be'Ever Zodin. Then somebody who acts with Etzonis will end up with Evra Ve'En Evra Al Gehenim Shnemar Yom Evra Yom Ahu. Amram Rav Yishai Shkol Mesyar. Anybody who's arrogant Neufel Begehenim Shnemar Zor yor leit shmoi, oisa be'evra zodin. Ve'en evra alganim shenemar, yoim evra yoim ahu. Amar, rechaniloi ben chaniloi, kalmas oitsa, if somebody acts with latanas, garim clear v'loilam. He creates, he brings destruction to the world. Shenemar v'atal tesloitsu, through litzonis, you bring destruction. At the beginning, when somebody acts with litzonis, he'll suffer in this world. until the Sifan Kliya, until he'll ultimately be eliminated. And the way the Ben Yoyada explains, the Surim are here to be a kapara of, for his Averis. So if he accepts the Yisurim and does better, so then he has kaparas avinus. But if that doesn't work, then HaKadosh Baruch has to go further. Darsh of Shimon ben Pazi. Asher yish alay halach letatoyis lakasoy shalavet kachavim. Uvedarach atoyim layamid. Zesh shalayamid bekangiyon. That doesn't, isn't there when they have dog fights. Umayish v'leitzim layashiv. Shalayashiv betachpulais. He didn't sit and waste time with them. Since I didn't go to these places, I could spend time sleeping because I didn't wait. Isn't it enough that I didn't waste my time with these things? Says the Pasuk, that isn't sufficient. What we're supposed to do is live our lives to learn Torah.